JW undergo the marriage supper of the Lamb when Iron initially made him aware of their presence?
Not initially. No, he had no regard either way. Zero regard either way. What that means is that he didn't push against it at all. Wherever it went, it went. Most people can't do that. Most people suffer in trepidation because they're going to end up in the bottom of a cliff somewhere or the bottom of an elevator shaft or in another dimension which is not so pleasant or one where you have to go, a world where you have to go to another world to bring back Mr. Goodbob. Laugh in the face. Yes. How do you know you can get back? Oh, OA movement. Oh, yeah, that's right. How do you know what you're looking for? Oh, ponder a sacrifice. Oh, yeah, that's right. How are you going to know how to navigate? Oh, the keys and the airs. Oh, okay. How does this all work? Well, you know Bob's chart. You can learn that Bob's chart, there's not a single situation that you can't either talk your way out of or piss your way out of. Okay? Then you take the tenets of what we say, oh, a lot of the Old Testament, but you can say as long as it's King James, you know us, we ain't too particular. We all right with that. What happens is you have a dichotomy to reach from in your reticule. You know what a reticule is?
Old purse.
Reticule.
Yes, pocketbook. Reticule.
Yeah.
Okay, you have that to draw on. That's your base. That's why you're doing this. Why in the hell would you take your Saturday night or Sunday or whatever the hell it is for you? Why would you go through all this just to be fucked up? See, that's not what we're saying. We want to get a process that gives you a good position, meaning that allows you to ascend, meaning that you gain this tactile, visceral knowledge and knowing so that you're not taken aback when the end is near. Now, we're not talking about Herbert W. Armstrong's rupture. We're not talking about no goddamn rupture. We just got to get you into your place of power. Now, we say ascend, but that becomes glib, cliched, archetypal in about 1 second because now nobody knows what the hell that is. So we'll just say, come into your place of power. Come into your place of power. How do I know? When you start telling angels what to do and they start doing what you say, you're well on your way. We said it day one. You know you're in the right path when the cares... Go ahead, Bert.
Let me explain this, Bill. The first reaction, so JW, we did it without recording it, you know, on March 18th. And JW, that's when he said it felt like a constant orgasm. So he wanted to do it again. So 2 days later, we did it again. We recorded it.
Horny fucker. Yeah. He's just a horny fucker.
And we recorded it, and we sent it to him, and he never listened to it. And then on Sunday, we did another one, and that's where I talked to James Joyce for an hour and 45 minutes or so. And that was really good, so I was telling him about it when he came out of trance, and he didn't have anything to say, and I sent it to him, he didn't listen to it. And then on the following Wednesday, we did Dr. Beter for an hour or a half or something. And so I started accumulating some experience with it, but JW had no interest. Meanwhile, very quickly, within the first week, it might have even been that Monday before the Beter one, he suddenly didn't want any cigars or coffee or wine. It all stopped. Normal diversionary consumption.
He called it living.
Yeah, he stopped living, and he didn't want to go anywhere. He didn't go speeding down the highway. So JW changed in that way. Meanwhile, I'm accumulating this information, and Carolyn's half interested, and JW's not interested. He's not hearing anything. I never talked to him much about what I talked to Ian about. He was oblivious, basically. But what was interesting to me is JW was going through weird anomalies, like climbing up the side of the wall. Eventually, weird things started happening to him. So that's how he registered, like the first year, first 7 months or something, as weird things happening to his body and to himself. And meanwhile, I'm absorbing all this crazy information. And after a while...
We're sorry. It's taking a mind of its own. Something must be going down. It's all come on. This is not even on. It's blowing stuff up.
Oh, that's serious?
Still isn't under. Hold on.
That's
some Biden bullshit. We closed it down. That's again, y'all, but the AI's in charge now.
Yeah. So listen to this.
Lockdown so, Bob Rule.
I don't know, maybe, at the 8 month mark, I was sick of talking about all this stuff and not really getting precise answers or something, but getting lots of details, but I didn't like the method of ION. So I was wondering, with Carolyn whether we keep doing this. And then ION probably knew we were getting impatient. April, the next year, so,
yeah, like when Bob said, you goddamn son of a bitch, you don't say nothing, don't talk right, I'm not fucking with you anymore, but who the fuck you think you are? I've had lots better.
Your grammar's bad, you don't make any fucking clear sentences, you don't punctuate, you like, it's fucking ridiculous.
You sound like, so, you don't use verbs, yeah. You sound like Esther Wheeler on crack.
That's what that woman
that sort of, yeah. That sort of went, when GW got the idea that he might not be so happy.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, so, GW wanted the orgasm, and apparently he couldn't do it. Self-fellatio is not as easy as it used to be.
Yeah. So in April, you know, a year after March 18th, is when we got the Coldplay and the Answer to Cancer. So then things got interesting, and Carolyn got interested, and it wasn't, a year and a half or 2 years into it, that JW started to kind of know what was going on a day or so later. He downloaded it, what he used to say. He started to download.
Tell him about the banker boxes in the first stage, Bob. That was crazy.
Oh, yeah. In the first stage, he was just looking at banker's boxes. A question would ask, and you have to rumble through a bunch of banker boxes would be evoked by the question. So he'd go through them. Find the right piece of paper and read off them. That's what his mind was telling him he was doing. So by the end of a 5-hour session, there'd be just rooms, whole house would be filled with banker's boxes from JW's perspective. And so I don't know how.
But there was everything. It was sensory overload. For him, it was sensory overload. And he had to get it, but he couldn't. I didn't think he could hold it all, but he wasn't going to push against it. So he compartmentalized it. And there's a big space. There's a big house. And next thing you know, in his mind, the whole thing would be stacked full. We'd have to move boxes, get around, and all this kind of stuff. And then they'd go away. Then you do it again and start again. And then all the other whores that Bob has fucked, the nonsense of these fucks, they can't last but an hour. They can't go an hour. And the most painful thing JW ever had to go through with Bob was having to listen to, I keep calling Morgan Stanley, but it's not, it's Brute. It's Michael Blake Reed. That was a cassette recording. Oh, my God. It was horrible. It was horrible. Dave Wester was all right. He was kind of funny. He was a challenge. But anyway. Once Bob realized that he had a hold of something that could just go, because when you're talking about a total orgasm, JW's jiggy for it. He's like, let's get it. Let's do it. Let's go. And it built to a point where Bob's like, well, let's just go 45 hours straight. That's what we'll do. That'll be fine. You don't need to pee. You peed last week. That's enough. What do you need to pee for? You pee it every time you turn around. We can't go like this. So Bob got excited because he actually had something that he could navigate. And that navigation was something that he could get a conclusion. And that's when Carolyn started to get interested. She didn't want to talk about gossip and how ALP feels today and all that. She don't care about all that. What she wants to know is something that's visceral, tactile, that makes a function. And when all of a sudden we started the grimoire, it was kind of like, holy shit. Because, see, she had all of that in mirror anyway. Already anyway. So she was very versed in that lab work. So to get to those details, and then we were able to lay it out, even to the homeopathy of the tinctures and how those things applied and total fucked up biology. How many times did we say that a show? We always have to say at least a dozen times. And then what happens is it kind of started melding. Like melding pinochle points. Y'all know how to meld pinochle?
No.
Well, somebody
you
knows
don't
how
need
to play
to
pinochle.
It doesn't matter.
Well, that process of melding, like how you're going to gauge your bid, that's exactly what Bob was able to do to ION, and ION could meld it instantly every time. And that Bob liked it. Now, they just screaming. Y'all remember Revelations Revealed? Lord God, if non-physical could bleed, he would have bled out. It was ridiculous. Bob wouldn't have his goddamn Bibble, Bible, Booby, Bobby, Stubby, like, I got Finnegan's Wake. I don't need this goddamn King James. He was a heretic. King James was a heretic. Why we got to listen to this? It's ridiculous. The words ain't right. It was just, you know, y'all heard it. Y'all listened to it. You know, saw the screaming, crying, Jenny Bell trying to calm it all down. It was so sweet. And Sasha having a little nervous, mini nervous breakdown. That was always fun.
Who did you say, Mini Bell or Jenny Bell? Jenny Bell?
Jenny Bell. Jenny Bell. Jenny Bell. And then Sasha would have mini nervous breakdowns.
Yeah. Yeah. So we went through the neurosis of all the ionauts, called ionets back then, and then we got into the radio show, so that became interesting. And then we did Melting Titanium, and that was interesting.
And the Zany Mystic, we did Evan Ray, yeah. The Zany Mystic, yeah. Rumor Mill yeah. News with the little dogs that was barking.
That was the beginning.
Yeah,
that was actually spring summer. That was summer of 2009, before we got on to. The TV radio, but the thing is that we probably, it didn't, was sort of amazing when Ian ended in, end of November 2011, when he said that they were the smart house in the Eureka TV show, that they were a hologram or something.
I mean, Sarah. Blowing, Sarah. James, Sarah.
Yeah, Sarah. Yeah, S-A-R-A-H. And, James Martinez was blown that Ion sort of said it was a technology, a hologram. That was at the end. So we went from this archetypalized, non-physical, mystic, something, until it became something
woo-woo. Oh, my God.
Hold it. The ideology celebrated the physical halfway through, and then the physical included the technological
right.
in November of 2011. So that was the first phase. And, so we thought, well, this is going pretty good. This is getting original. And then we did another.
Okay, now wait one second here. Let's answer Bill's question. Here we go. The difference between us and JW is the opposite of Jane Roberts and Seth. She had to be in her gown, laid prostrate in her bed with a little cassette recorder. She could only go for an hour. And that was complete. There was no Jane Roberts. It was only Seth. This merging that's taken place has now, because he don't push against stuff, I mean, he don't care. JW's easy. He does care. It does matter. La 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 la. But he just adjusts. He doesn't give any friction. He would like to live in a frictionless energy source. Anybody heard of that? He wants to have everything where it's smooth. And that's why Bob was concerned with all those crazy emails, because the tech body is interfering in this too, making contrast that JW has to work through. That's why Bob was saying, you don't need all this pressure. You got all this going on. It's like, this is crazy. JW doesn't care. He just rolls with it. And when he got to go, he goes. Last rotation, when he had to go around the moon and back, he told Bobby, he said, he's never leaving home again. All this traveling bullshit is crazy. Y'all ever set up a nuclear reactor? It's a son of a bitch.
By yourself, you don't know anything.
Right. Oh yeah, he doesn't have a clue. He knows about the when they got the radiation sign, not to, you know, it's like when you're in a regular power plant and you're going to work on something with the huge fuses. They're like the bus stop is like the size of a dryer. You learn real quick to hold your arm up to the device before you touch it. And if your hair stands up, it's hot. Don't touch it. Because there's that much ambient electricity. Because everything is about the balance of the ohmage. Well, he knows little shit like that. You know, don't lick the red wire. You know, to see if there's electricity going through it. And he could help Bob. Bob lost the boiler one time in his house. We had to help him find the boiler. That was an issue. That took two days right there, helping Bob find the boiler.
Yeah, where's the boiler? What's the
garage?
Yeah,
it was gone. Something went out. Garage. Yeah. And we decided that the microwave is the bread holder. That's where we put our bread, is in the microwave. We don't use the microwave. It's the bread holder. Meat box where the cold stuff goes. It's fun. Okay, so this all shifted and stirred, and Bob started to navigate his own way. Every other thing he had to go through, cosmic awareness, Joe Dunn Sloan, Bob Carr, for fuck's sake, if you even want to count that. That was a trip, wasn't it, Bob?
Yep. That was necessary before. That was just before Ion doing Bob Carr.
That was Brown. That was the Brown Tabs, the LSD dude, yeah. Bob Carr,
and the Evergreen, the
boy,
Birdie Catching,
and the Evergreen,
and, all
the
no,
and the Willows, and the Willows,
yeah,
the Willows.
Yeah.
Oh Lord.
Nelson Thal, Ian Arliss, James Kidney, Don McBrady, a couple of ball hockey guys. Let's see, who else is around that? That's about it. Wasn't too many people. Oh yeah, Dave Neufeld, DKLN.
DKLN, that's right.
Yeah.
And Ivan Stang kept you on the prayer list for a lot of years too.
Yeah.
Remember that? That was always appreciated, wasn't it? Okay.
Yeah.
So then that worked on, and then Bob found something he could navigate, and then he could get good stuff from. Meaning, he could get working information. But he had to be careful, because he almost got it all messed up when we gave the key codes to Los Alamos. That was bad, because it was the right code. It wasn't long till the phone rang. No. You know, then they start talking about treason and all that kind of stuff. Like, come on now, this ain't that, it can't be that serious. And of course, it scared JW to death, and he just finally said, ah, fuck it. He didn't push against it, and they didn't say nothing. I just changed the code, I guess.
Yeah,
we didn't know how
real IO was, at first. We didn't know that we were evoking, spies and surveillance, and the people knew this fucking voice knows a lot. How could this be?
Mm-hmm.
And we were still a bit oblivious to the power of what we had.
Mm-hmm. And Lord, if we had nine people on melting titanium, boy, that was a big week. Y'all remember melting titanium?
Yeah. I brought that up.
Hey, so when you gave the key code to
JW,
who wants to do it?
What'd you just say? Oh,
no, I've got an idea.
What'd you say, Richard? Phil? What did you just say?
Persimmon.
What?
Always been JW.
Oh, you are breaking up. I can hear that.
Oh.
No, it's just gibberish.
Pull back in.
Okay, bless your heart. Okay.
Stop interrupting. It's not important. Go ahead, JW. What more are I on?
Oh, no, just no. The point of order is that this has morphed into a thing. Now it is something, because it's like, wait a second, because there's no way that JW is very good with stuff. He's been good at stuff. He can cipher. Okay, he knows. He showed Bob on the too big to fail, the banks was going to fall in that order with the cards, the whole nine yards, all that mess of what was coming, the thing that could too big to fail.
That was
and
before
all that
Ion.
Bullshit.
He said all that before Ion.
So we were good at all that, so it wouldn't surprise JW. He can work with it. He knows. He can figure out stuff. But if you set that then and say 2009 and say Bob's going to be working with 30 or 40 trillion dollars with a T, that you couldn't, JW would have rocked back on his haunches and said, you couldn't spend that if you bought the whole goddamn world. You couldn't spend 30 something trillion dollars. It's impossible. Even in Zimbabwe money, that's a lot of money. Well, we gave an example. The new budget, Biden's new budget for this year, to be presented by the, with so many thousands and thousands of pages, it was like literally 12 inches stacks of paper. And he said, so let me put this in context. Each one of these pieces of paper is worth $100 billion. Give it in the context of how much each page is $100 billion. To make it add up to the amount of budget that he says, and we're supposed to look at this in one day. He says, do you think the Democrats have read this many pages? They know what's in this bill? Hell no, they don't. They just made it up, slammed it up, slam, bam, thank you, ma'am. Let's get it. Bob wants his money. Oh, you don't need to worry about the budget. Bob wants his goddamn money. That's all you need to worry about. And then the rest, as they say, is sort of history. So now we have to give credence. JW will tell you quick. He doesn't have to do this. Okay. But we like the interaction, even with all the incredulities that we bump into, where they get, people get pissy and mad and don't know and like to know. We don't care. Ain't no sweat off Bob's nose. Bob can give a shit. He wants you, if you want to show up and help, he'll help you. But if you busy, he understands. He said, hey, people got to go to the bathroom. People got to fuck. People got to get drunk. People got to get high. People got to pass out. People got to go to bed. They got to do what they do. It's fine. But you got to fit into decorum, into the process. And as long as you're doing that, he's easy as a lamb. Say something, anything. He can make it interesting. He can make your topic interesting. We just answer questions, and then we have a bravado or a vibrato, a pickup thing. That's the problem that Carolyn was fussing, that it was getting too raunchy from time to time. We explain very, very clearly. We pick up with who we're working with. That's why open mic nights and autopsy parties are really good, because we draw from everybody on the call. See, with Ara, we don't talk vulgar typically with Ara, because she doesn't do that like that, and we respect that. She just doesn't, she don't mind. She knows what genitalia is, for Pete's sake, but the uncomely details are not something she would enjoy chatting with. So when it's open night, what happens is, if we pick up all of that, and it kind of tempers it down a little bit. But you let some of these little rock gut raunchy ones come in here and asking us questions, and we'll tell you how the milk got in the coconut real quick. Because that's where they are. See? We used to do it with Matthew Rose. We'd tell him what strain, how much THC was in it, how to roll a fatty, where to get it, the whole nine yards. It was unbelievable. The details. And guess what? Here's something that they don't talk. Since marijuana is all but legal now,